After our interview with Charles Lewis about ties between the Bush administration and the defense industry and the questions those ties raise about conflicts of interest, we wanted to hear the point of view from within the Pentagon. Our interview requests were declined by the Pentagon's Public Affairs Department and its Standards of Conduct Office, the Inspector General of the Department of Defense, and Richard Perle, who recently resigned from his position as chair of the Defense Policy Board but remains on the board. We were able to speak with Lieutenant Colonel Gene Pollock, a spokesperson for the Army Corps of Engineers, which awarded the contract to Kellogg Brown & Root to restore the oil fields of Iraq. Kellogg Brown & Root, KBR, is a subsidiary of Halliburton, the company which was formerly headed by Vice President Dick Cheney. Back in March, it was reported that Kellogg Brown & Root had gotten the contract to put out the oil well fires in Iraq. It's assuming that there would be a war and that there would be oil fires. The contract was controversial right from the start. The first issue was that it was a no-bid contract. The contract was given out without letting any other companies bid, and no one knew that this had happened until after the contract was made. Why was it done like that without competition?
Well, the Kellogg Brown & Root had been previously engaged by the U.S. Central Command to do a study on what it would take to put out oil well fires in Iraq. Now, their preparation for doing this was based on the request by U.S. Central Command, and that was done under the authority of the Logistics Augmentation Program, the LOGCAP program, which they had competitively been awarded a couple of years ago. You have to understand that, you know, Kellogg Brown & Root then, as having been involved with the plan when it came time to the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers being prepared to deal with the mission of putting out oil well fires and addressing environmental hazards as a result of damage to the oil infrastructure, our goal was to engage the company best positioned to deal with that issue, and certainly matters of security and the planning of going into war would limit the ability to go out and do general contracting type things. You know, it's kind of hard to go out and do a wide bid advertising and ask companies to be prepared to fight oil well fires on a certain date in anticipation of war, and this was an element of that war planning. So as with all the war planning, it's basically conducted in secret and it's all classified. So it's not one of those things you go out and generally advertise.
Another question that was raised was that Kellogg Brown & Root is a subsidiary of Halliburton, which is the company that Vice President Cheney ran before he was vice president. Some people felt that Kellogg Brown & Root had an unfair advantage for acquiring federal contracts because of that political connection, because of that business connection to Vice President Cheney. What's your response to that?
Kellogg Brown & Root was awarded the LOGCAP contract a couple of years ago in a competitive bid process. Their having won that contract meant that they were positioned to be able to do this. So as far as a conflict of interest their ties to their parent corporation, Halliburton, that really had nothing to do with our engaging their services. The only thing that we were concerned with was who was going to be best positioned to help us immediately deal with the threat that would be posed to the environment and to the surrounding forces in Iraq if those oil wells were put on fire.
More recently, it's been reported that Kellogg Brown & Root is doing more than just putting out oil well fires, which was what the contract was originally supposed to be for, a lot of people thought. The contract also includes doing repair work in the oil fields and actually getting oil pumping again, and I believe distributing the oil as well. Is that right?
The distribution that Kellogg Brown & Root is involved with for us over there is primarily in arranging the distribution of products that are required for the Iraqi populace to maintain or continue their lifestyle, being able to get fuel for their automobiles and being able to get gas for cooking in their homes, which is their primary method of cooking. So under the emergency services piece of the contract that we issued Kellogg Brown & Root, we use that to help continue to make sure that the Iraqi populace had access to the critical fuels that they would need so that they continue and go about their lives and continue with the recovery of the country.
Now, there was a report from the Associated Press last Friday that said that the costs have doubled for KBR's work in the past month, you know, in Iraq. And it said that the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers backed off on estimates that a fully competitive replacement contract would be awarded by August. What happened there?
Well, as far as the doubling of cost, the AP story that makes it sound like this is a new breaking story kind of has it wrong in that it's not giving the full story. We said many weeks back that we expected that in the end result of the Kellogg-Brown & Root contract that we would probably be somewhere around $600 million for the contract. So we had never said that, you know, we thought $70 million would be where we would wind up. Our expectation has been that it would be more on the order of $600 million total for that contract. So the fact that they reported that we were up to $180 million was really nothing out of the ordinary for what our expectations are on that contract.
And did you expect to open the process up to competition sooner than you're actually going to be able to?
Well, that's always one of those. It's a process that's hard to totally define at the outset, because we have to coordinate from the Corps of Engineers with the Department of the Army and also the Department of Defense to lay out what the strategy is going to be for future contracting. And then you have to make sure that within the bounds of all that contracting that you're meeting all the regulatory requirements for the, you know, federal acquisition laws. You're looking at things like international competition. You're trying to determine the exact scope of the work. Part of those early estimates, we had not had the opportunity to go in and do a full assessment of the Iraqi oil infrastructure. There's a lot of factors that even still are influencing the process. There was not as much damage to the infrastructure as what was anticipated as being possible at the onset of the war. At the same time, you know, we're still dealing with, you know, the country has a problem with looting that's being dealt with. We have a number of issues. I mean, we had to wait for security to be in place where it was safe for the contractors and other folks to go in and actually do assessments on the infrastructure. And then another factor that influences this whole process is how quickly are the Iraqi oil companies going to be able to come back to work and be ready to assume the mission? Because the intent of this has always been to hand the mission and hand the oil infrastructure and the oil operations back over to the Iraqi people as soon as they were in a position to assume the oil mission again.
My guest is Lieutenant Colonel Gene Pollack, a spokesperson for the Army Corps of Engineers. We'll talk more after a break. This is Fresh Air. Let's get back to our interview with Lieutenant Colonel Gene Pollack, a spokesperson for the Army Corps of Engineers, which awarded the contract to restore the oil fields in Iraq to the Halliburton subsidiary Kellogg Brown & Root. Over the past few years, Kellogg Brown & Root has done a lot of work for the federal government. There have been charges against the company of fraudulent accounting practices, of KBR overcharging the government for work they had done. The Securities and Exchange Commission has been looking into these charges. Is this something that the Army Corps of Engineers takes into account when giving a company a major contract?
Well, our criteria, or one of the criteria for looking at a company that's going to be doing work, is to go in and make sure that they are on a list of federally approved companies for us to deal with. And when we awarded the contract to Kellogg Brown & Root, there was no prohibition against our dealing with them for that work. So it met our requirement for engaging their services.
Were you satisfied with their fiscal responsibility record? For example, there are other questions that have been raised about KBR's work. They have a major contract to run U.S. military bases overseas, and the General Accounting Office did an investigation of their work, found many questionable costs and overcharges. So, you know, was that taken into account when giving them?
Well, what we're doing is one of our main responsibilities in this contract is to provide contract oversight. So all of the bills and all of the claims for reimbursement and the claims of cost of Kellogg Brown & Root associated with this contract, we have contract oversight specialists who are responsible for ensuring that all the proper documentation is in place, that costs are justified, and that the costs are in accordance with what would be considered normal industry standards. So that's a role for the Corps of Engineers to ensure that, in fact, the contract and the contract costs are administered fairly.
Now, correct me if I'm wrong, but my understanding is that when Dick Cheney was Secretary of Defense under the first President Bush, he commissioned a study from Kellogg Brown and Root about what it would take to privatize certain functions of the military, certain infrastructure kind of functions. Brown and Root was given a lot of money to do this study. They did the study and, of course, recommended that certain of these functions be privatized. And then Dick Cheney, you know, left government, became the CEO of Halliburton, which is the parent company of Kellogg Brown and Root. And at that point, Kellogg Brown and Root starts getting a lot of these contracts for privatizing some of the military's work. And then Dick Cheney goes back to government, becomes vice president, and now Kellogg Brown and Root has this big lucrative contract in Iraq. So you could argue that it's Dick Cheney who kind of helped put Kellogg Brown and Root in the position where it could get these lucrative contracts, put them in the position both through his work as vice president and as CEO of Halliburton.
I don't know enough about all the details of the history behind what you were just describing, nor would it probably be in my lane to comment on a lot of that. What I will say is that the LogCAP contract, when it was first initiated in the early 90s, was competitively awarded to Kellogg Brown and Root, or Brown and Root Services at the time. From there, the second LogCAP contract was competitively awarded to Dynacorp, and then won again in the third contract by Kellogg Brown and Root. Now, this entire operation that the Corps of Engineers has undergone with the combating of the oil well fires, had Dynacorp been in position and still held, been the holders of the LogCAP contract, they would have been the organization that did the study, and they would have been the organization that we would have awarded the contract to engage in the oil well firefighting.
You know, there's a lot of questions that are of conflict of interest that have been raised about the Bush administration and the defense industry. And, you know, one of those questions surrounds Vice President Dick Cheney, because he's the former CEO of Halliburton, which is the company that has Kellogg Brown and Root as a subsidiary. Sometimes in the conflict of interest world, the appearance of a conflict of interest is bad enough to make you think twice about going through with something. Did the Army Corps of Engineers ever think, well, this is going to look bad, even if there isn't really a conflict, even if we don't really believe that there's a conflict between the fact that Dick Cheney is the vice president and he used to be the CEO of Halliburton, even though we don't really believe there's a conflict, there might be the appearance of a conflict, and that's going to look bad, so we should really think twice about this.
Well, the bottom line to all of this is we went into this fully realizing that there was a perception out there, a possible perception associated with Kellogg Brown and Root being related to Halliburton and their linkage to the vice president when he was formerly with the company. But the bottom line to all of this is mission execution and not perception is our criteria for success. So our engagement of Kellogg Brown and Root meant that we were in fact able to get in there quickly and deal with the oil well fires, very successfully, and get those put out. So again, you know, the mission execution is what we were really interested in, and we went into this fully understanding that, you know, some people would raise an eyebrow about engaging their services, but they were the company best positioned to make sure that we were successful.
Any final thoughts that you'd like to add, Colonel?
I would say that the Corps of Engineers has done things the right way. We engaged a company that was positioned to provide us with a quick response to being able to deal with the environmental threat and the hazards associated with oil well fires and damage to the desert. We continue to work towards competitively bid contracts for future work in Iraq. And we're actually very proud that almost our entire response over there has been through volunteers from the Corps of Engineers who have responded to this mission from all over the country to go help the people of Iraq get back on their feet.
Colonel Pollack, thank you very much for talking with us.
And appreciate the opportunity to tell the Corps side of this.
Lieutenant Colonel Gene Pollack is a spokesperson for the Army Corps of Engineers, which awarded the contract to the Halliburton subsidiary Kellogg Brown and Root to restore the oil fields of Iraq.